Okay, first, can I just get you to state your name?
My name is Annie Roy. I'm the co-founder of ATSA and the organizer with Pierre Allard of État d'urgence.
Yes, now I wanted to talk about État d'urgence. It's going on around us right now here at Parc Gamelin. What's the significance of this event?
Well, it's what we call the Manifestival. So at the same time, it's a moment for the street to have the right to be here and not kicked out, to encounter other people. So that's why art is so important, to set the table to this encounter. So because it puts you it transposes you in a kind of another world. You live also an experience together with the music, with the film, with storytellings, with music, with dance, with theater. I think also a lot of artists would maybe be in the street if it was not for art. So maybe for artists it's also a way to say, you know, there's a light out there. You know, you can believe that, because when you're an artist and sometimes you have this rage inside and you had the chance, you know, to be able to express it through a certain vocabulary, well, you're very lucky. And you want to give that back also.
Right, because as artists, you kind of live on the fringe of society, which is exactly how homeless people live. Is it important to fuse the two together?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes together. At the same time, it's important also for artists to consider that they can present their art and live their art in other ways that what we are used to see, you know? And other kind is okay too, but I think it's important that artists pay attention and ask themselves, why am I making art? For who? In which context? And sometimes, you know, we live in a box and we think things are this way only. But here I think people are at risk. Here are artists that experiment, that want to kind of live dangerously in a way. And also encounter people that live in distress, that often in their life lack of love, of many things.
Now I noticed that there are a lot of politicians around, yeah. Like the mayor, Mayor Trombley's.
Opening night, you know, opening night is important for that, for making politicians, but also Pierre Gaudreau from the Rapsim, more from community centers. To say, you know, the issues they're working on through the year and ask politicians where they're at about that now. Right. You know, so we use this moment to put it loud and to put it in the media. Okay, what are you going to do about that? Commit yourself in a way. But also, I don't know, this year I'm a lot about festivity too. I want this to be a great moment, a moment of joy, a moment where we're happy together. The together is important.
Right, because ATSA does a lot of political art installations, and it has for quite a few years now. This specific one is obviously the raison d'être. This is the festival that you put together every year. How has it come into being over the years?
Well, at first we didn't know at all, you know, that it would be like that. It was the 50th anniversary of Human Rights Declaration. We put up a refugee camp downtown Montreal. It was really basic, but then more and more, as we are artists, we gathered a great programming. But more than that, it's a little society. There's a lot of merchants, of people giving us services and goods. So there is a micro society around us that's becoming more and more important. You know, this year we're giving massage, haircuts, psychological help. It's art, but it's also first-hand services that are growing. More than ever, community centers that are doing arts all along the year with homeless people are presenting exhibit or slam poetry, projections, little films they do. So it's a moment where we're also proud to show what we can do, that there's a lot of creativity in the street. So see things a bit more positively, give great food, there's great chefs working with us. And it's kind of a village. So after 5 days, you know each other more. It's a really privileged time to be together. And it's a privileged time for artists too. How, where can you, you know, in biennials or in maybe festival, often, you know, you have a little thing, but here, Sergio César, for example, will be there for the 5 days and will encounter, you know, every day the same people. And a relationship will grow and a discussion will grow. And that's also very interesting.
Do you find this gathering really changes the perception of homelessness in the city? Because obviously, you know, people from the public walking the streets may not know what this is, come in and interact with homeless. How important is that?
I know, but we have a lot of volunteers. Their job is that, you know, they're walking around, and if they see someone a bit lost or not understanding or maybe not feel at ease, his job is to go toward those people. Hi, how are you? And here is this and here is that. So we've put up kind of a team for that too. And you know, that's why also when opening night, I say to people, you know, be nice. It's a way to, you know, be welcoming to the grand public, you know, that are maybe afraid of you, you know, that to show that you're also normal human beings, you know. So, yeah, I think it's not easy, and it won't be, an answer like that. We're not the only answer also. It's an event that is trying to do something.
Right. And you mentioned at the beginning that it is a manifestival. Now, what exactly does that mean?
Like manifest, you know, like manifesto. So we are, in French maybe, it's more like that.
I understand. It's more of a manifesto and a festival combined together.
Yeah, exactly. Because people on the street, there's a lot of social profilage, you know. They get ticketed, so they are rejected a lot. So it's very political that they can be here for 5 days. Just that is very political. The city could just say no too, and it would be like a major revolution. But now, because it's been since 2002 we're here, so I think they can't do that anymore. But of course, it's a moment that is not happening quite often in the year, you know.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Annie.
Thank you very much, and go see the programming on our website. It's in English too, and I'm sure you'll find something great.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.